I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. On the weekend is when he will ski. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He Eiffel Tower the glizzy with Jerry. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:38 on a Tuesday afternoon. That means one thing and one thing only. It's time to hook up with George Dunham of the Morning Musers, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer. Jubb, do you read us?
Sweet spot. Oh. How we doing?
You sound beautiful.
Doing great. Oh, yeah. And we do have some Halloween questions for you here in a minute. But we were talking about something off the air that I think Justin was listening back to some old audio that piqued our interest. And Justin, I'll have you present this.
Yeah, y'all did a segment a few years ago on the Musers. 5:30 to 10 every morning right here on the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where
I forgot.
Y'all went over some of the unmanly things that you like or that you do. And one that you mentioned, I think a lot of us agree on this one, is that you enjoy the fruity alcoholic drink.
Yeah. Usually if the waiter is bringing us two margaritas, one is strawberry, one's the regular frozen margarita.
Well, this must be
they
the
will
lady.
Put the strawberry yeah. one in front of my wife and just say, no, that's his.
The best is when they put like a garnish or something on it because they think it's for the lady and it's for you. And you're just like, you know what? I have no shame. Like thank you for the garnish. Meal. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. It makes it even more awesome. Thanks for making this frozen awesome even more awesome.
You got to take it out so it doesn't keep hitting the roof of your mouth. But also, you mentioned that you had a Pinterest page. And I'm curious if a few years later you are still active on there.
I'm not as active on it. And I didn't really do much with it. Like, I guess you could see what I liked. And the reason for this, my wife and I were doing some remodeling, so we were looking for ideas, and we were like sharing ideas with each other. And anytime you go look at something, like say, if you wanted to look at a and keep in mind, I am the one in our household who introduced the show Fixer Upper like 15 years ago or whenever it started. I found it and I started watching it and I told her, and then I don't know why this is such a pride point, but I was one of the early P1s to Fixer Upper. I really was.
Okay.
Before Chip and JoJo blew up. And I thought it was cool what they would do with a house that, you know, needed a lot of work, and a lot of it seemed to be the same, you know, formula. They would use shiplap and take the cabinets to the top and put in wood floors, or maybe find hidden wood floors in an old house and then, you know, totally change the look of it. Well, as I was looking for like different ideas for us to incorporate into our project, it's like you had to have a Pinterest page because whatever you found was on someone's Pinterest page, so you had to start your own to be able to see theirs. So right. I did, and I put it under my dog's name. So if you want to, and I never like published anything, but I, you know, I liked a lot of things. So I guess if you want to see my page, I guess it's Gunner Del Mar.
Okay.
I think.
Not funner Gunner. 420 or whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot funner when you do it with Gunner. It's a Pinterest page.
I don't know the first thing about Pinterest. Is it like a social media thing? Like, can you pick up chicks on Pinterest?
No, I don't think so.
I'm out.
It's just, yeah, it's, I mean, there's like ideas for a lot of different things. And if it's like home decor or home decorating. But for some reason, like in my email, I get somebody liked your ideas for a new kitchen. I don't know who's liked it, but yeah, if you've ever seen anything under the name of Gunner, that's something that I found. I've never taken any pictures of our own house and put it up there and said, hey, this is our breakfast room.
Can I rip Trayvon Diggs on there?
Yeah, I do. I put hot cowboy takes on there all the time.
Trayvon Diggs searches his name.
So as somebody that rails against having to get out the seasonal decorations and the amount of throw pillows you have around the house or the signs that say love, laugh, drink, and gather and all that, you have an affinity for all that stuff, don't you?
Well, do you know what's going on right now? Have you ever heard of like people who hire organizers? Like they will come to your house and help you get organized? We are organizing. We've done our main closet. We've done the guest room closet. We've done the pantry. And now we're doing the garage.
Oh, no.
Okay. And, man, it is the biggest mess. I think one of us is a borderline hoarder, the stuff we've hung on to all these years. But, yeah, we are going to have an entire row of shelves in the garage dedicated to seasonal decorations.
So the Halloween ones are up now, correct?
Yes, that's why we have napkins in the guest bath that say, eat, drink, and be scary.
Okay.
We need that.
And there's a couple of happy fall y'all signs around. And
sure.
They'll stay up for a few more weeks, and then it's time to, start getting the Christmas decorations out.
Wait, y'all put napkins in your bathroom?
Just in case you run out of toilet paper.
Yeah, like when you wash your hands, instead of using the same hand towel,
okay,
you'll have like, paper napkins. Is that weird?
No.
Monty doesn't wash his hands.
It seems
I do, but I use a towel. I don't.
We have paper towels in our bathroom up here. It's kind of the same principle.
I'm not ripping
a
roll off a bouncy.
Yeah, and it's the idea that if you have people come over, they won't use the same little hand towel.
Yeah, that's a good call because you go to a dinner party and there's like the towel that everybody uses. That thing is gross by the end of the night.
Usually just shake it off. Yeah.
Aren't
I'm not going to touch anything.
Their recently washed hands, though?
I don't know, but I mean,
might be a little loose poo particles on there.
Ugh. Ooh, isn't it even a bonus though to look down and see a napkin that says "Eat, drink, and be scary"?
I like this.
Sure.
Or how Merlot can you go, or something like that?
Or booyah,
live, laugh, laugh.
Okay. Man, we need to get those.
Speaking of Halloween, I heard you make the claim, I forget, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, you said you've never been to a Halloween party. Somebody that likes
as
a party.
As an adult, no. And I regret that.
We need to have one.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
We should have one.
We should.
Yeah.
Put out all your napkins for us and we'll come over.
I'm going to poo.
Is it too late? It's too late for this year, right?
No, we could have one.
Can we get this together?
We could do it this weekend.
Yeah.
Or next weekend, whenever.
Post-Halloween, doesn't matter. Maybe a fall bash at the Dunham's.
Yeah, we can eat, drink, and be scary.
Thursday night? I mean, actual Halloween would be the only night this week I could do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Have Daddy put it together.
Yeah. See? You
okay.
Daddy, get on this.
Is Daddy your organizer at the house, too? Is he, like, wearing two hats here?
No. I wouldn't do that to Daddy.
He would never give Daddy
I would not
his
do
address.
That to Daddy. You guys, you're going to be busy. You would bail if I held a Halloween party.
I will be there.
I'm going to show up as Gus from Gone Fishing.
And
which one's
everybody
Gus?
Has to wear a costume. I mean, legit costume. You can't just show up and say, I'm a sports announcer or something.
I'm going to be Jazz.
You got to be Fred Flintstone or somebody cool.
I'm going to be Lando.
Okay.
No, you can't.
You can't grow a beard.
I'll figure it out.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you can't do what I do.
Ooh.
That's what Trevon Dick says.
Which is what?
D's nuts.
Hey, you know what?
No, do you guys like go every year to a costume party?
Not since having children, no. That kind of goes away.
Yeah.
See, I think that's it. And we were, parents at a young age, so we were pretty much locked into whatever they were doing for Halloween.
I think it could be exhausting if you're doing that every year and you're coming up with a costume every year. But I think just to mix it in, like once every 10 years as an adult, to just go out with your adult buddies and have a Halloween party, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think you could get away with more, too,
like toilet like paper
party behavior
house.
Because everyone's dressed up, you know, you're having fun.
Yeah. You can go as a slutty mascot.
Yeah, it's not as offensive if you know, a duck says something inappropriate. It's uh-huh. funny.
I'm going to go with slutty rowdy.
Ooh, yeah.
Or slutty hooper.
Rowdy and cutoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need George as a mascot so bad. Just have him dancing.
The only thing about it is I've been told that the top of the mascot outfit, you know, the head mm-hmm. always smells really bad.
How was your gorilla?
It was bad.
Helmet.
It was.
Yeah, wasn't that awful. Bad? Didn't that smell just terrible?
Yeah, it was terrible.
The mask didn't smell too bad. And honestly, the outfit itself, yeah. like you kind of got used to the mask.
Shut up, Justin.
The worst part was the hands. Like the hands would get really sweaty.
The monos.
And then I would take I'd take them off and it kind of felt like I had receiver glove hands where it would smell real bad. So that was a beating. Everything else, I just transformed into the gorilla a little bit. Kind of got
great.
Used to it.
Your method.
Did
acting.
It make you want to get one, like a permanent one?
No, not
yours?
At all. That was just a one weekend thing. It died. RIP.
I have another Halloween adjacent question. Have you been privy to Ham's candy experiment going on in the control room up here?
What's he got going?
So he has what, Twix and Butterfingers, and Kit Kats are like a. You're doing some data. You're trying to take that for data, aren't you,
Ham? We had Butterfinger and Kit Kat until EA ate it all.
Oh.
Okay.
And I mean all of it.
Did he admit to this?
He denies
he
it.
He denied it, okay. But we have several witnesses.
Okay.
He ate the literal bags.
Really?
Just he didn't even unwrap them?
Some circumstantial evidence.
Just more efficient, just eat the whole bag.
Yeah. What he does.
Yeah. What do you think is the most, I haven't looked it up in a while, what is the most popular Halloween candy to hand out? What do kids get the most excited about?
It's got to be the Reese's, right? Or the Snicker.
Probably some kind of Rizzler bar he put out or something. Or a Mr. Probably.
I think my kids
bar.
Always went for Kit Kats. They always hoped for Kit
the
Kats.
Those are all strong.
That's why.
What's your thoughts on candy corn?
I think we're all hoping for Kit Kat on Halloween.
You're right.
Do you like candy corn, Jeb?
Nope. yeah, they're okay.
It's sugar. I don't see the big backlash. I don't understand. Like, it's just sugar.
If it's fresh candy corn, I think it's good. Now, most candy corn has been around since 1985, and it's stale.
Right off the candy husk?
Yeah, it has to be fresh. And then it's fine.
Yeah, right after the harvest. That's when candy corn is at its best.
It's in season right now, so I think we're good.
You don't want it canned in the juices.
No.
Sugar doesn't cover up everything. If I dipped my foot in sugar, I wouldn't eat it afterwards.
When did you guys stop trick-or-treating? What age?
I think when I was
32.
15, 14, 15, somewhere in there.
Last year.
Driving. Yeah.
You and Ham went one more time. Yeah, I swear, Wino could probably get away with it.
Maybe. I think I was probably about 8 or 9. No,
Groobs did. Groobs was on my front porch for like 15 minutes, and finally I figured out who he was.
What year did
he
take his mask off?
He went as a hobbit.
What year did Apollo 13 come out? Because that was the last year I went trick-or-treating, because I dressed up as one of the astronauts from Apollo 13.
What?
Cool. I was. That was my last
I went
last
as one
I can remember.
Astronauts from the Challenger.
Oh.
Well, Jubb, we appreciate it this week. We'll pick it up on this note next week at the same time. How about that?
Okay,
we'll get some follow up from the party.
Next week will be the post Halloween party.
Yeah,
visit.
We'll eat, drink, and be scary.
Hell yeah, Jubb.
All right, you guys are the best.
You are too. All right, man. We'll talk.
All right, see ya.